Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not an angel.
Hey, baby Jessica, Miss P, and you are now in tune. Today, I'm really excited because I'll be chatting with the amazing singer, the one that you guys just heard, Miss Nicolette. She's 23 years old, and she's a pop princess and one of the exceptional artists that can just do about anything using her powerful yet angelic voice. She's energetic, and she's just bringing a new universal appeal. So we're, like, really excited to get in tune with her today. So for all those who are getting in tune for her the first time and have any questions that you guys may want to ask, you can dial in at 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Miss P and Nicolette. For all those who are in our chat room, you can type in your question and I'll ask away. Just be mindful and respectful because you guys know how I do. Keeping it clean is always, you know, the best bet on the Intune show. So without further ado, we're going to bring her on and we're going to get in tune with her again. For all those who are getting in tune for the first time and you want to dial in and ask a question or just let her know how much you enjoyed that last song because, you know, I was rocking over here. You can dial in at 818-495-6975. So without further ado, Miss Nicolette, how are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So first of all, I want to just say congrats on all your internet success and so on and so forth.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Absolutely. And, you know, being a girl that's into, like, different colors and, you know, with the hair, I just want to say that I'm digging that style, too.
I definitely like my pink. And,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely love pink.
My color, too. Yeah, and it goes so well with you,
it's
too,
because
it's not overwhelming. Yes, absolutely.
Right, yeah, it's fun.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about yourself for those who are getting in tune with you for the first time and hearing your music for the first time and just learning about Miss Nicolette for the first time. Tell us a little bit about you.
All right. Well, I'm from Westchester, New York. I've been singing my whole entire life. I started at age 6. I got proper voice training at that time. And I just loved music at an early age. I'd always put plays on for my family. And I would never stop singing. I would go in front of the mirror and sing Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, you know, every day after school. So the love of music was my passion at a very young age. And, you know, I just continued being in the studio recording songs at age 13 with different producers and different vocal coaches, and I kept doing my thing. And I just knew what I wanted at an early age. I knew I wanted to be a pop star, so I kept doing that. And that's kind of where I'm at now, and I'm just, you know, been doing it my whole entire life.
Absolutely. So do you ever worry about the reception from others in a negative sense?
Not really. I think that makes me stronger. There was a couple times, you know, that negative situations came along that I didn't get. I was in school plays and I never got anything. They wouldn't allow me to sing or anything like that. They took me out of my senior year yearbook. Girls took me out. I got the yearbook actually in my hand and I looked at my name and I didn't see anything because usually your parents write you something in the yearbook and they took me out of that. So, but it just made me stronger. So I kind of ignore that and doesn't get in my way.
Absolutely. I mean, you're amazing. Like, not only just, you know, musically, but you're beautiful. So I can see
why. Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I can see why people are doing their little hate of, you know, racing over there. But, you
right,
know, that's
right.
How it is. You know, they're jealous of the talent because sometimes people see things in us that we probably don't see in ourselves. So that's where I think hating comes from. People see things in us that we don't see in ourselves. So that's why they hate us so much because they don't have that.
Right.
But
so
they didn't stop
Michelle.
You know
what? It's just it makes us stronger. So.
Yeah, absolutely. They didn't stop no show because look at you now. Your picture's going to be everywhere worldwide.
Yes.
So missing out of a yearbook is not going to kill you.
Exactly.
For real. So what do you do on your downtime? Because I know you said that you loved, you know, music and you constantly are practicing.
Right, right. Yeah, well, music,
you know.
Music is my number one. And then, you know, I try to hang out with my friends. I have a couple close friends that I, you know, stay with. I try to stay you know, with the positive people that believe in me. So I have a couple friends, so we'll go to the movies. I love to shop. I love fashion. So, you know, I do a lot of that. And I just stay with my family and, you know, have fun like that. I just watch movies. I'm that kind of girl. I love going to the gym. The gym's fun for me. It relaxes me. So, you know, and then just shopping.
Right, absolutely. So are you currently out there performing in front of large audiences?
Right now, I did a couple months ago. Right now I'm not. I'm in the studio working on new music and for my mixtape. I've been in the studio. And I kind of just, on my website, I've been promoting and, you know, trying to get my name out there. And so people can hear I'm not an angel and see my music video. But I'm going to be performing very soon. I have a dance instructor that we've been dancing to I'm Not an Angel and other of my songs off my website. So we're going to kind of do that. And then in a couple weeks or so or a month, I'm definitely going to be performing.
Absolutely. It sounds exciting. So I'm Not an Angel, you know, and
yeah.
I love the title of that song. Is that, did you write that yourself?
Actually, it's funny as this guy, his name is Multiman. He was a producer. I started with him at like age 14. We wrote a song called Free Myself and all these other songs that I have that I wrote when I was young. Love Found Me. And he actually called me one day a couple months ago, and he said, I have this song for you. It's called I'm Not an Angel. I think it would be perfect for you, and I think you can relate to it, and other girls can relate to it. So I listened to it, and I fell in love with it, the lyrics. And, you know, I changed a couple little things around. So he actually came to me, and he told me about it, and then I just kind of made it my own, and I knew girls can relate to it in so many ways. And then I recorded it, and then a couple months after, I loved it so much, we were getting great feedback from it, I did a music video to it.
Awesome. So is that music video, like, up and out for the public to view at this time?
Yes, it is, actually, on youtube.com/Nicolette, 2 L's, 2 T's, sings. I have my new official I'm Not an Angel music video out there, and then also, if you go on nicoletteofficial.com, it's up and running on there as well, and a couple of other songs that I recorded.
That's awesome. So what do you say? I mean, I know you say that, you know, Whitney Houston and stuff like that inspired you somewhat into your music career and things of that nature, but what are some of the other things that inspire you to keep pushing through all the adversity and everything? Because, you know, I know you know that this is a dog-eat-dog world with the music industry.
Yeah.
So what pushes
yeah.
you, especially being as beautiful as you are and talented and things of that nature, what pushes you,
thank
in,
you.
You know, to go in that direction?
I mean, I just knew at an early age, I knew I wanted to do this. This was my passion. So I kind of had, like, one road. This is what I want, and I want to get this. So I listened to Jessica Simpson when she first came out, Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. Those three are my favorites, you know, like, that I heard, and they were the pop princesses then. And when I was young, I was like, I want to be them one day so badly. And I would listen to their music and stuff like that, follow them, their interviews. And I knew that that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. So what about your singles, Crawl and Screwed? You know, these are some cool names now, Nicolette. We might have to go and hang out because I'm in Westchester
yes.
County too. So we might
we might have to hang out or something. Sure.
Because I'm just like Crawl and Screwed and I'm Not an Angel. All these titles are so me. I'm
yeah.
serious. And I'm sure that there's a slew of other females out there, as well as men, you know, I don't want to lead them
right,
off of
right.
the map, but that can relate to those titles and
yes,
the lyrics
exactly.
of these songs. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, that's what I want. When I write songs or co-write songs, I want girls to be able to relate to them and, you know, feel empowered by them. And that's what I want to do for, you know, young girls out there. So these three songs, I felt like, you know, empowered them, and I thought it was a good message to come across.
Yes. So you're the new face of the, you know, New York's based clothing line, Mixology. Tell us a little bit about that
yeah.
and how you got started.
Well, it was actually a really, I walked in one day into the store that I absolutely loved. Their clothing was amazing. And I just walked in and they actually said to me, we would love to do like a spread on you. If we love your song, I'm Not an Angel. And, you know, we know you love our clothing. Would you want to do something with us? And I actually got so excited. I'm like, yes, I'll do something. So we took pictures. Like fun, we went to a local bowling alley. We went to a Nathan's, and I had pink ice cream. So they wanted to make it, like, you know, fun and girly. So I had their clothing on. They have a bunch of different things, like all different designers that I loved. So actually we went there, and then they put – my pictures and my songs on their website. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they helped promote me. And it was just a really fun, fun time. And they're great people as well. So that's always nice.
No, absolutely. I mean, imagine that. How many people can say that they actually just went shopping and became
yeah,
the
it's
face
funny.
Of a clothing line?
Yeah, I kept going there. And they just were so cool. And they said, we would love to do something on you on our website. And it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved my music, too. So that's cool.
Yeah, and I also, you know, was reading in your bio that your dad is actually, you know, a big, big supporter, which in terms of just, you know, hiring a coach and everything of that nature. So that's why they're not even asked, how does your family help to encourage you?
Right, right.
Because it's
yeah,
already
super,
self-explanatory.
Right, right. Yeah, they're super supportive. At a young age, actually, I was singing Annie, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, at a talent show. I was around 8 years old. And, you know, I got on stage, and from, you know, then on, he's like, wow, you know, my daughter can sing. So from there, they just are so supportive of my parents. Whatever I need, they're, you know, 100% behind me. And it's really cool to have that, especially in this music business, you know, in the business. So I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. So big hugs and love to your parents, you know, from Miss T. Because,
you
know, of course, because it's amazing to know that there are people that still are out there supporting it. Because you, amazingly enough, you will meet a lot of people along your way, Nicolette, that say, oh, well, my parents don't support it. They say, get a real job. So
right,
many people
right.
I've interviewed, people
yeah.
are so against the music business. It's crazy. And it's discouraging. So it's good to
right,
hear
right.
that your parents are definitely behind you 100%. I also
yeah.
see that the proceeds from your fan page goes to St. Jude's Hospital in New York, which I love that hospital. It's a phenomenal,
yeah,
phenomenal
so
hospital.
Those kids inspire mm-hmm. me, you know, every day. And I just wanted to give back to them. I actually had, before I'm Not an Angel, at age 14, I did an album called Free Myself. You know, mm-hmm. and I had like 10 songs on there, and it was actually my first CD that I recorded, so I was really excited, and all the proceeds went to St. Jude's Children's Hospital from that album, so,
awesome.
Yeah, so it was a nice thing to do.
Absolutely, and I mean, no one's twisting your arm, are they? You're just doing this because
no.
you're just that
no.
awesome.
Yes, oh, thank you.
No, I just want people to know that, you know, there's motives behind things people do, you know,
right,
and
right.
and you could just tell that you're just doing it because you're just that great, you know. No one's
right,
just going to pick you out of a crowd to say, hey, be the face of my clothing line if they didn't think you were great.
Thank
so,
you.
Like I said, again, it all goes back to that whole story of the yearbook. Like, people
yes,
know that
just,
you're amazing.
Right.
People
yeah,
know
just
that
think
about
positive
you.
And nobody
mm-hmm.
ever give up and just do what you love to do, and you know it does pay. You know it does pay back, and it's good. It just gives you motivates you.
Absolutely. So, how has life and people in general have you know changed around you since you started getting recognition and started you know building up your fan base and all
right,
these awesome
right.
things that you have going on? How has things changed that you've noticed around you with people?
I mean,
people?
It's so cool how. The people that stayed in my life since I started, you know, fans but slash friends. They're, you know, more like friends. They've been with me, you know, since day one, and they believed in me. So I think that's so cool that I have people like that that believe in me so much. And then I have my family, of course, with me, and just really great friends. I try to surround myself just with positive people. So it's important. So I just kind of, you know, been doing that, and that's what, you know, works for me.
Absolutely. So your mixtape that you have coming
yeah.
out, and you don't have to give us, you know, a lot of details because, of course, we want people to go out and get it and listen to it and enjoy it. But what are some
right,
of the
right.
things that you are offering to your listeners that, you know, they need to, like, you know, brace themselves for in terms of, like, is there a hot track on there? Is one in particular that, you know, is going to stand out the most above the rest, although they're all good songs? Is it anything that we should just, you know, be waiting
right,
for,
right.
anticipating?
Well, yeah, it's actually really cool. It's a couple of huge DJs. Actually, I got tracks of them. You know, Avicii, House Rock Mafia, all these huge DJs. I got tracks from them, and I actually wrote to their tracks, you know, things that were in my journal, so things that meant a lot to me. And I, you know, put it all together and we recorded it. So it's actually going to be up in a couple of, probably this week or next, in a couple of weeks. You're going to get to hear my first song. It's called Detox. And I'm really excited for you guys all to hear it. I think it's a fun dance song. You know, it's just about having fun and no carries in the world and just, you know, just having fun. So I think that's important. And then you get to hear that in a couple weeks.
That's exciting, and I can't wait. I mean, like I said, these titles of your songs, I need it all. I need Detoxed. I need Crawl. I need Screwed. I need them all. I need them all in my life. So I'm definitely going to, you know, get some of that going on and keep them in rotation. So as you get these songs and, you know, get them MP3 formatted, just, you know, have your PR just send them to me so we can keep them in rotation so everybody can listen to it.
Thank you so much.
That is not a problem. We're here to support and keep people in tune to amazing people like yourself. So when I was playing your track right now and you was in the queue, you know, when you hear your track being played, how does it make you feel?
It's exciting. It's cool to hear, you know, you start with a song and you collaborate with different writers and producers. And, you know, you think of things that girls can relate to, things from my life or things that my friends went through. So when it all comes together, I think it's so cool to hear it. And when I hear it, I just kind of like bob my head and, you know, sing along with it. So, but it's really cool to hear.
Mm-hmm. So what's the hardest part of writing a song, in your opinion?
I mean, I start with a concept. So if I'm feeling a certain way, I'll write it down in my journal or things that I go through on a daily basis. You can even, you know, relationships or anything like that. Or if I see my friend go something like a breakup or, you know, a guy's not treating her right or something like that, I get inspired and then I start writing and I put it down on a note, you know, a notepad, and then I go from there and I think of a title first that would be catchy and cool. So the title is important. And then we'll kind of, you know, go with that. If I have a writer with me, we'll collab and we'll put it together. But then you have to get the melody down. So it's kind of getting that story together to make sure, you know, girls can relate or things that I went through.
Absolutely. So do you have like a personal motto or a mission statement? Because I must point out, which, you know, one of the things that stood out the most for me was the following. And you said music helped people get through things, a relationship or whatever their feelings. And girls have thanked me for writing songs that help them not feel like a victim, have confidence and feel good about themselves. My music can help them do that and be who they want to be. So I thought that was, like, profound.
Thank you. Yeah,
profound.
It's so important. It's so important for girls. You know, girls go through different things every day, and I feel like music inspires them. They can hear a song about getting over your boyfriend, and it makes you get over them. I don't know, but it does. Like, I'll go through something, and I'll hear songs on the radio, and it just makes you feel better. It's kind of like you want to, you know, you want to relate to other people, and you want girls to relate to you somehow. So I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And to me, it's just like, you know, you're not just a singer. You're not just a performer. It's like an advocate in a sense. If, you know, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because from the vibe that I'm getting from you is like you're very passionate, not only about your craft, but just touching and influencing people as a whole.
Yes, yes. I think, you know, that's important. I love doing all that stuff. I think it's important to be involved in everything. And, you know, music is about making people feel good and for people to relate to. So it's important to give back and do things as much as you can to help others.
Absolutely. That's I have no words, you know. If we were, like, right next to each other, we'd be hugging. Okay, we'd be hugging. Like, oh, my God, you're so amazing to me. So, I mean, especially, you know, just not to just dote on your age or just be repetitive or whatever, but it's just so rare because people who are trying to immerse or immersing into the music industry, I've done so many interviews, it's just the main thing is like, get my music. My music is hot. My music is this, music, 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 music. But they're really not trying to connect to the audience. And I think that that's very, very, very important and crucial in marketing and just, you know, having someone understand where you're coming from through your music, because it's just another creative way of expressing yourself. So it's definitely awesome that you like to touch lives as well as, you know, show your craftsmanship. That's a beautiful thing, and you definitely
have
my vote. Seriously.
Aw, thank you so much. You're so
thank
sweet.
You. Thank you. Not a problem. Just being me, just like you, just being you. So what are some other things that people can look forward to for the rest of 2013? I know you have a mixtape coming out and with some awesome DJs and things of that nature.
Just mixtape, more music, you know, maybe working with different producers, performances. You know, I'm just on this path. I'm going to do everything it takes to get there. This is what I've been doing since I was a little girl. So you're going to see I'm very passion-driven in what I, you know, what I do. So you're going to see more music, me performing, me more interviews, you know, more music videos. And all my songs are on iTunes. I'm not an Angels on iTunes. So all that kind of stuff. And you can check out my website, and you can kind of keep – I have a Twitter and Instagram and stuff like that. So it kind of will let you know what's going on with me. But all different things coming along, and I'm really excited.
Absolutely. So tell people exactly how, you know, for each one of those social media links that you're mentioning, tell them exactly how to find you by name.
All right. Twitter is Nicolette Sings. So that's 2 L's, 2 T's, Sings. My Instagram is Nicolette Sings as well. And then you can follow me on Facebook. It's Nicolette Varinelli. And my other page is Nicolette Bardot, B-A-R-D-O-T. And then my official page is www.nicoletteofficial.com, and you can see, you know, news on there. My new music video is up and running on there as well.
Absolutely. So, again, we really appreciate you taking the time coming to talk to us today, and we're looking forward to all your future projects, then some, because we already know that you're already a shining star, so we'll be just following that shining star wherever you are.
Thank you so much.
You definitely better keep in contact. I'm about to follow you on everything you just mentioned.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
So we look forward when that mixtape drops on having you back on the show, so you can tell us a little bit about how that project, you know, all came together and the final, you know, pieces of it all, and, you know,
okay,
keep
awesome.
Us all in tune. All right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. So you have a good night, and keep
all
doing
right.
what you're doing, because you're the best at what you do.
Aw, thank you so much, and
you're
thank
welcome.
You so much for having me.
Absolutely. You have a good night.
All right. Bye, girl.
Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Nicolette. Totally awesome. Love, 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 love her. Shout out to Michelle McGee at Bullseye Entertainment for making that all happen. She's amazing, and I can tell her spirit is very, 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 very welcoming and warming. So you definitely need to stay in tune. For all those who are looking for her, then definitely check her out. I'm about to post all her links, and I'm going to add her as a feature, little does she know, on our website with her new music video. So you guys can kind of check that out. Once I get her permission, you know, we'll have that up by end of this week or next week. So you guys will be able to find all her links, check out her video and everything all on the intuneshow.com. Again, guys, be sure to check her out and stay in tune, because we will definitely be staying in tune with her. I'm going to play this track. It's called I'm Out by Shannon Bex. And for all those who are not in tune with Shannon Bex, she was one of the members of Danny D. Kane, and the producer and manager of that crew was P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Bad Boys Entertainment. And for those who missed our interview, you can check me and Miss Shannon Bex out on demand on theintuneshow.com. This one is called I'm Out by Shannon Bex.
Don't you try to come back. I'm in town. Why'd you take it to the moon? Let's go. I'm in town.